All right. Are we ready? Are we ready to move on? So now we're at the issue of agenda approval. Yeah, I do need my secretary for this. We're going to take just a short break while these people exchange seats here.
Richard just gave us $5 to get the job back.
Okay.
Oh, Brenda, can you hook me up, please?
Lawrence Reyes.
It was just brought to my attention that perhaps, my name is Lawrence Reyes, KPFK, perhaps we should get name tags put in front of us. This way the audience would know who the PMB directors are.
We normally do, John, you know nothing about name tags. Okay. Thank you, John. Brian Edwards Tigert.
My proposal is that everybody take the hotel pad in front of them, rip off a sheet, turn it over so the blank side faces out,
crease it in the middle, like so.
The long way.
And then write your name on the portion that faces forward.
Okay.
That we all identify ourselves before the speech.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Okay.
Does anyone have a marker?
No, it's all right. Okay. All right. So we expect that the name place cards or whatever they're called are. Excuse me. Okay, let's have order. Okay, let's. The packets haven't arrived yet. They're expected at the hotel sometime today, I think. Meanwhile, we'll survive. Everyone will try to remember to say their name. I will try to remember to say your names. We'll forge ahead here. Okay, now we are about to talk about the agenda. So, first of all, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the agenda. Hold on. So it's been moved, I assume seconded, since two people moved. It was moved by Uzel, seconded by Roberts, that we approve the agenda. We are now ready to discuss any changes to the agenda. Before we get into this discussion, let me remind you that this board, no, I mean the previous board, actually, but we adopted a policy for the PMB that when discussing agenda item changes, motions to change the agenda, either to add things, to take things off the agenda, or to move their place on the agenda, we'll take two speakers for and two speakers against, and then a vote. That's the rules. That's the way it works. Okay. So now, are there any amendments to the agenda? Benito Diaz.
Okay. Thank you. I move that the presentations by PFW, both the chair of the LSB as well as the IGM, be moved to after community comment or public comment, whatever you want to call it, and that it be moved preferably to Saturday.
Point of information, where is it now?
Okay.
Right now it's on Sunday. I'm sorry. Well,
yeah.
That was my motion. That it mean, let me correct. I move that the presentations be moved from Sunday. I think it's like 6 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Yes.
Okay, so that it be moved to Saturday, and that they both be moved to be before community comment.
Sunday,
that's my motion.
Sunday.
I like to motivate.
Yes. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Go ahead, Benito. you can motivate.
Bridge it to the stack.
Thank you. So my reasoning is that, number one, the most importantly, I can't understand why community comment at a host station would be before presentations by the folks that represent the station. We need to hear from the chair of the LSB, number one, as far as I'm concerned, and number two, from the IGM, and then we need to hear from the public, the listeners, the members of PFW after that.
Okay.
In reaction. So that, I'm almost.
Okay.
So I'm almost finished. So number one. Number two, the chair of the LSB cannot be here on Sunday. And nobody from the PNB bothered to call and even inform her, much less ask if she can do it when she was set for. So it's sort of like, here, we're telling you to be here at a certain place and at a certain time, and that's it. And she didn't even know.
Okay.
So, and then finally, some of you may know there's a threat of snow. And in D.C., when you even mention the word snow, that means that all plans just went out the window, and everybody heads for the Safeway, the supermarket, and that's it. So we need to be able to hear folks, both the presenters as well as especially the folks from PFW before it starts to snow.
Okay, I apologize. One of the things I forgot to do was ask for a timer, and I need a timer. Got a volunteer. Thank you, Heather. And I want to say that I believe that our rule for telephone meetings is 90 seconds, and the time limit for in-person meetings is 3 minutes. Am I right about that? No. It's still 90 seconds? No. Nobody said 3 minutes. Hold on a second. Okay. George Ryder.
I don't remember it ever being set in stone. I don't remember it ever being set in stone as to what it was going to be. It was usually decided on the fly, so to speak, at each meeting.
Okay, good. All right. Does somebody have a motion for time limits at this meeting?
I'd suggest 2 minutes.
Hold on. Is there any objection to 2 minutes? Seeing no objection, the limit on board members speaking will be 2 minutes, and I have to remind people that amendments to the agenda, we need to have two speakers for and two speakers against. So who would like to speak for Benito's change? Well, he motivated it. Okay, so I'm gonna call on Lawrence and Janice as the four speakers. Who wants to speak against? Richard. Wait, hold on. Anybody else speaking against? All right. So maybe somebody will get some ideas. So I'll start with Lawrence speaking for.
I have a point of information before you get too far.
Oh, okay. I'll take a point of information right now.
When were you talking about moving that to on Saturday? At a specific time?
He said before public comment.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, there's 24 hours before public comment.
No, you meant just before public comment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to get into a particular time. I thought that the agenda setting committee could figure it out based on everything else that's going on in the agenda. You know, I just wanted the point being to move it to Saturday and to move it before community comment. So whatever makes sense. And y'all would know better.
Okay. Point of information, Janet Coburn.
Okay, and if this is moved, this is 45 minutes that's going to be added to Saturday, and so would that extend the meeting 45 minutes or that day, or would something else be moved to Sunday?
Okay, I think Benito is suggesting that the agenda setting committee figure this out. You just want it moved to Saturday before public comment. Okay, so that's the motion. Lawrence, you wanted to speak in favor.
Yes, I speak in favor of this because at KPFK we have a standard practice that before the GM reports and before the LSB or any kind of reports that are done to the board and to the audience, that the audience is allowed afterwards to make public comment. So it is just a very practical thing that our delegate Benito is proposing, and I support it.
Okay. Richard Uzel wants to speak against.
Well, I'm not. It's not against so much, but I guess it's that side of the thing. But I've sent several emails to Ola and back and forth, and she never told me anything about not being able to do it. But I accept that maybe she's changed her mind, but nobody told me. The afternoon of Saturday afternoon is scheduled for a closed session because that's the time that the attorneys can be here and they're scheduled and money commitments and stuff like that. So if we do squeeze it in, we have to squeeze it in the morning, and it's pretty full. I don't know what y'all want to give up. Y'all looking at your agendas? It's got to go in that morning because we've scheduled people to be here on the afternoon from 1 to 4, and we're supposed to be talking about financials and stuff that pretty important.
Janice Lane Ewart, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for those comments. I'd like to speak in favor of the motion from the perspective of the mission of Pacifica, and that being moving towards social justice and social change, and the ability for the representatives from this community, listeners from PFW, having input to the future of their station would be best served by having information submitted by the GM and the LSB chair. Also, from a perspective of common decency, we are being hosted by a radio station for whom a lot of work and effort has taken place, and the opportunity for their comments to be informed by the work of the employees would also be another element of respect for the work that they've done to host us. So two very, what I would call, common sense and common decency perspectives for making that change. And then lastly, to respond to Mr. Uzel's comments against the motion, I completely understand the time frame and the time crunch in which we operate. I do believe that the leadership of the agenda setting committee will make appropriate decisions to achieve both of our goals.
Is there another speaker against? We got sort of a difficult. Okay. So I have someone who has an amendment to the motion, Brian Edwards Teeger. Well, but we have two speakers for and two speakers against. So do you want to speak against? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it's not necessarily against, but it's a solution, perhaps, in that if they want to speak on Saturday, you have said, Margie, publicly that we don't change public comment time. So in order to leave the public comment the same at 4 to 5, we can cut short the development fundraising discussion, which I guess nobody thinks is that important. To move over the PFW local at that time. So it's just from 6.
That doesn't accomplish the goal of what the team suggested.
That's right.
I'm not sure why. You wanted to make it a day earlier.
Okay.
They wanted to make it a day earlier? You wanted to put it over on Saturday.
Before, right? Public comments.
Before public comments.
On Saturday.
I see.
Okay. All right.
Well, you're going to have to, then move public comment or add a public comment after. Have the public comment 4 to 5 and then have an additional comment after
Okay.
Then I make an amendment to add a separate public comment after, move it to Saturday, and add public comment.
Okay. I'm going to call. This is not working very well, but I'll do my best.
I just made an amendment.
So, is there a second to Kim's amendment?
I second.
Okay. So Kim's amendment is that that we add an additional
that we bring it over from Sunday to Saturday
after dinner
from 6 to 7 or 6:45 and add public comment.
Okay.
A half an hour.
Okay. All right. So that would be 45 and 30 minutes would be an hour and a half, right? Did I do that right? Hour and 15 minutes. Okay. All right. Does anyone want to speak on Kim's amendment?
Yes.
Go ahead, Hank Lamb.
Since the reports are both on Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6, and the public comment is from 4 to 5 before that, why don't we just reverse those 2 hours?
So the problem with the problem with changing public comment is that it's up on the web and that people won't necessarily know that we've changed the time from public comment. They will come here expecting that that's a time when they can make public comment, which is why I think we haven't often changed public comment. All right, let's deal with Kim's amendment. Does anyone else want to speak on Kim's amendment? Okay, I think we can do this by a show of hands. All those in favor of Kim's amendment, please raise your hand.
Let's clarify what it is.
Okay, her amendment is that we the Saturday evening session, which begins at 6 p.m., that we begin with the report from the GM and the LSB chair at WPFW and add in a half hour public comment session after their reports have been made. That's her amendment. Okay, so is everybody clear about what we're voting on?
No.
Okay.
Less clear.
I'm sorry. Look at your agenda Saturday.
No, Sunday.
No.
No, Saturday. Look at Saturday. Let me do it, please. Don't interrupt me. On Saturday at 6 p.m., we would have 45 minutes for the GM and the LSB chair to make their reports, and then 30 minutes for conversation, and begin our discussion of development fundraising at approximately 7:15. Okay, that's the amendment. That's what her amendment is.
Point of information.
Yes.
In addition to the hour of public comment.
Yes.
From 5 to 6.
Yes. From 4 to 5. Yes. In addition. So it's an additional public comment. All right. Is everybody clear on what we're voting on? Hold on.
Question.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on, Jim.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim Brown.
I just wanted to be clear. Are we talking about both the presentation of the chair and the GM at 6 or whatever?
Yeah.
Then public comment then after that.
30 minutes of public comment after that.
For only a half hour.
That's right, for half an hour.
And what happened to the original one?
That stays the same.
We're not changing it. Okay. So vote against Kim's amendment if it doesn't serve your purpose. George.
I have a substitute.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Which is to move committee reports to 24.
Hold on a second.
To move committee reports to where the GM's report was going to be and the LSB reports on Sunday, and to move that into the morning where committee reports was.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. George, okay, that's a substitute motion.
Yeah.
Is there a second to George's substitute?
Wait, just a point of order.
Point of order, Brian Edwards-Steger.
We can't go more than too deep on amendments.
Oh, but that's the second one.
No. The first one is from Benito. The amendment to his motion is from Kim. The first one is the agenda. The second is Benito's amendment. The third tier is Kim's amendment to Benito's amendment. It's not that we can't vote on what you want to do. It's that we have to dispose of Kim's first.
Okay. So
I think you're correct.
Thank you. I like it when everybody agrees on that. Okay. So we have to vote now on Kim's amendment. If you...
I withdraw my amendment in favor of George's.
Excellent. Amendment. I love that. Okay. George's amendment now is to move the one-hour committee reports, which are on Saturday afternoon, to Sunday, and replace it with the report from the GM and the LSB chair at WPFW.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Can you speak aloud?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Saturday morning. I misstated it. It's Saturday morning.
Between 9 and
sometime between 9 and noon, and then the discussion period would come at 4 o'clock. Is that okay? Okay. The committee reports are in the morning before lunch. And so what that does is it means if we do what George has suggested, the LSB chair and the general manager would speak in the morning sometime, at fairly early probably, because I don't think the election of office is going to take 60 minutes, but I could be wrong. And then the public comment then doesn't happen until 4 o'clock. So in other words, the reports happen in the morning, public comment happens in the afternoon. Does that suit your needs?
No.
Why? Okay. Okay, okay. Okay. I see a lot of hands in the air. I'm going to call on someone who hasn't spoken yet. Serene.
Okay, so I want to disagree with that suggestion because the point is to have the local reports abut public comment. They're all part of the same block, wherever we put them. What I had suggested to the agenda-setting committee after our meeting was that we simply work the executive session lunch Saturday. Lunch is 12 o'clock Saturday, and then the executive session begins at 1. We can work through part of lunch. Just start lunch, you know, start the executive session at 12:30, and then we can move into the move early into the open session. All right, or we can work through the entire lunch hour, but I know people will want some break. Okay, so 12:30 we begin lunch and the executive session. By 3:30 or so we can open up, do the GM reports. Public comment is already set for 4 to 5. It may not actually begin until 4:15 if we're to give the IGM and the LSB chair a full 45 minutes, but the public will be here, and I'm sure they'd rather wait 15 minutes to speak than to have a 2 or 3 hour gap between the time of those presentations and the actual their opportunity to respond.
Point of information, Janet Coburn.
I'm questioning the dinner, 5 to 6 dinner time on Saturday. Is that a hard time, or
no.
Could that
no.
be moved
ahead? We can
ahead?
Move that down to accommodate.
Okay. So we can move that down to accommodate the public comment. Let me ask if there are any objections to this. Well, let me see if everybody understands the proposal.
Wait, we're voting on George's.
Yes.
Okay. So we have George's proposal, and we have Serene's as a substitute.
No. George's has the same status as Kim's had. We've gotten too deep to keep amending.
Got it.
You
okay.
You can put it up or down before you can.
Okay. All right. So George's proposal was the one that had the reports in the morning and the public comment at 4 o'clock. Serene's proposal, which we may vote on, depending on what happens to George's proposal, is...
No, she didn't make one. We're voting on George's. We're moving on George's. If Serene wants to...
Hold on.
Serene is present, can speak for herself.
Yes. Serene?
My proposal was, in fact, that we begin our closed session at 12:30 and begin the local reports and public comment at about 3:30.
I'm sorry.
On Saturday.
I didn't hear that as a motion and then second it. That's why I'm a bit, confused.
Yeah, everybody's confused. All I'm saying is we'll vote on George's motion. If George's motion passes, that's what we'll have. If it doesn't pass, then Serene can make her motion and we'll see if there's a second and we'll vote on that. Okay? George, go ahead. I'm sorry. Does everyone understand George's motion?
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is there anyone who doesn't understand what George's motion is? Well, okay, so Benito wants it explained one more time. Go ahead.
It's the move committee reports, which is in the morning, after the election of PMB offices on Saturday, to the position where the reports from the WPFW, GM, and LSB are, which is after dinner on Sunday, and put the reports in the morning in that space where committee reports are.
Okay. All right. And it doesn't change the public comment at 4 o'clock.
It doesn't change the rest of the public comment at all.
All right. I'm going to suggest that we vote on this at this point. If you don't want to do that and you want to do something else, you vote no. And if you like George's proposal, you vote yes. Okay? Point of information, Manajay Saba.
That's what I have to.
You need a microphone. Oh, it's right. It's lying on the table in front of you.
That's what I have too, Margie.
Who's calling me?
Right here.
Richard. Sorry. Go ahead, Marjay.
Are we adding one more public comments by doing this?
No.
Okay.
All right. Richard.
This is a point of information.
Yes.
What was the problem with that? With this one?
The gap, I believe it's the gap between the reports and the time for public comment.
Oh, you wanted them right together.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, can we vote on this now? Lawrence, Reyes.
I just object. I think we shouldn't be moving public comment to 4 o'clock when listeners are going to be hearing the report at 9 o'clock. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Good. So you want to vote no on this motion?
Yes.
All right. So all those in favor, please raise their hands.
In favor
of George's motion. Two, three. Okay. Opposed. Okay. So. Are there any abstentions? Okay. Are you abstaining?
No.
You want to talk? Okay.
The count
was 317. One. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to, I think I'm going to ask Serene to make her motion and then we'll have discussion on it. Is that okay? All right. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. And as a point of privilege, folks need to start emailing their motions. Now.
Or writing them down.
If you could explain why that's important for people who may be new and or listening, that would be helpful.
Okay, because there will inevitably be some dispute about what was said when and by whom. And rather than committing to going back and listening to all of those recordings by tomorrow when we'll be having this fight, I'd just rather have something in writing. So if you're emailing, great. If you're writing, please put your name, the date, and the time of your motion, if you can remember the issue we're discussing. Okay. So my motion, which I will email to everyone, is that we make the afternoon executive session from 12:30 to 3:30, move the IGM and LSB chair report from 3:30 to 4:30, followed by public comment, which would now be 4:30 to 5:30. And that would move our dinner back half an hour. We would have the afternoon dinner session from 6:30 to 9:30 instead of 6 to 9. So we still have the full discussion, the full 3 hours for development, et cetera. But we accommodate folks who are going to be traveling from, you know, the whole D.C. area.
Hold on. I will recognize people to speak, but if you all talk at once, it's not going to work. I want to know if there's a second to Serene's motion. Okay, bunch of seconds. All right, thank you very much. All right. First, let me ask if there are any questions. Oh, I have to take a point of information. Go ahead, Janet Copran.
Well, it is a question. And so I'm wondering whether for the executive session from 1 to 4, scheduled from 1 to 4, whether there is anyone who would be attending that that would not here, but would be a guest or whatever, that may not be able to change their schedule between 12:30 to 3:30 instead of 1 to 4.
Hold on a second. I'm not. I was not in communication with the attorney, so I don't know the answer to that question. Can Richard or Heather fill us in on would a half hour difference in time make a difference to the lawyers? Do you think?
I think it would. We have an attorney calling in from California who set the time for that. So that's from 1 to 4. And we also have a local attorney who's coming here as well. So,
but let me ask, when are they going to be available? I mean, are they available?
The executive session is from 1 to 4. That's when they're available.
1 to 4?
Yeah.
All right. It seems to me that we could probably have some of this discussion. Well, all right. Okay. Okay, I have another point of information. Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
The agenda lists an attorney for the first hour of executive session and then just says financials for the second 2 hours. Was your arrangement with the attorneys to have them on call for all 3 hours?
Actually, it was because we don't know how we're going to be splitting this up, or so we need to, I guess, really have a better understanding of that as well. I mean, but they are available for that time, Brian.
For all 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions about this proposal? Okay. I'm going around. Lydia Brazan has a question.
I don't know how many amendments we have, but I actually favored the part of George's amendment to have the committee reports on Sunday. And then we can work out the time frame in between, but it gives us an extra hour, and so I would like to. I don't know if it's even appropriate to amend it to her, or it's a separate amendment.
Later, separate amendment.
Well, because it gives us extra time.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're maneuvering right
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay. Next, Benito. Benito Diaz has a question.
Well, it's not a question.
Okay. Let's just do questions now. Janet Coleman, you had a question.
I am just weighing in on the issue of moving around the most critical executive session that awaits us, and that's the one with the lawyers. And to shorten or fool around with that particular session seems to be madness. And the lunches and dinners are so fluid, I really don't know why we don't make use of those hours, move them up, move them down. They really are irrelevant to how important these other issues are. Isn't there a way to...
Okay, this is...
I mean, even if the public gets here at... they'll get here at 4. If they need to listen to GM reports, they're here to hear it. So we can move the comment up by half an hour or 45 minutes. They'll be here. They'll be here to hear it, and they'll be here to comment on it.
Okay.
It doesn't really interfere with
That's basically Serene's motion. I'm really interested in questions now. If there's anyone who doesn't understand the motion.
Did she read it again?
Yeah. Serene will read it again.
Okay. You should all have it in your inboxes. No, I'm going to read it.
Here she goes.
Okay. Make the afternoon executive session from 12:30 to 3:30. Put the IGM and LSB report from 3:30 to 4:30, followed by public comment from 4:30 to 5:30, and the after dinner session would be 6:30 to 9:30.
All right. Now, is there any discussion about Serene's motion? Is there any opposition to Serene's motion? Okay, so we'll take a vote. Okay, so let's go. All those in favor, please raise your hands. and I got to count. Okay, and opposed. Okay, so it was 12 yes and 3 no. Any abstentions?
Four.
Oh, okay, 4 no. Any abstentions? Three abstentions. Okay. All right, so that motion passed, and I think that deals, I think we've solved the WPFW problem. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? You have an amendment to the agenda?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
I'd like to add the very important aspect of this foundation is the elections, and I don't see anything on the agenda, just perhaps a committee report, but I think we need to move on, you know, our strategy in regards to having elections this coming year. So I'd like to place that on the agenda where it's convenient to the agenda setting committee.
Okay, I guess I assumed I was on the agenda setting committee, and I assumed that the point on the agenda that talked about committee reports meant that we would be discussing the reports from the elections committee and from the audit committee and stuff like that. Did I make a mistake? No, that's what we're going to be doing during committee reports.
Yeah, it's already on there.
It's on the agenda, in other words. Okay, yeah. Okay. There was a hand over here.
Yeah, it was mine, but based on what you said, I don't need to say.
Okay, thank you. Somebody else? Okay, so going down this way, Lydia Brazan.
I have my motion. Now it's not an amendment. Right?
Okay, right.
To move the committee reports from Saturday to Sunday.
Because we've moved the PFW stuff. All right, so tell us specifically what you're suggesting.
Okay. We have the
Use the mic, reports. Lydia.
Currently, we have the committee reports in the morning block of Saturday, and I am recommending that we move it to the morning block of Sunday.
Okay. All right. I'm not quite sure what to do with that because
point of order.
Yes, point of order. Brian Edwards Tigger.
We're getting into trouble when our motions are too vague.
Yeah.
Right. The morning block doesn't tell the person policing the agenda where specifically to put it. So you need a time or a Roman numeral in the order.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're just going to be fighting over an amendment about where in the morning it goes.
We're still fighting.
Okay. Lydia, do you want to clarify?
Roman numeral 3 on Saturday.
Yes.
Roman numeral 3 on Saturday morning. And move it to Roman numeral 1A, I guess, before the choosing of the PMB committees on Sunday.
I just want to point out
Well, 2 is choosing the PMB committee, so I'm saying 1A.
Okay, Lydia, I just want to point out that we have now opened up 45 minutes after dinner because we've moved the WPFW GM and LSB chair reports. Okay. Hold on.
I cannot hear. Maybe other people can hear.
No. You're
I can't hear when people next to me are talking and whispering and I need to listen.
I agree.
And I'm being told why.
No.
I could hear.
Okay. If you need to have conversations, it has to happen away from the table. Otherwise, it has to wait until we have a break. All right. So, Lydia, restate your motion. I'm sorry, I lost track there.
Moving. Roman numeral 3 on Saturday morning. and creating a Roman numeral 1A on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And may I motivate?
Yes.
Is that we're simply going to need the time, given the scope of the discussion with the LMAs and so forth on Saturday, and the need to be prompt with the attorneys.
Okay.
I know that the other was eliminated, but it's farther down on the agenda, so it's okay. The morning block I'm concerned with.
Let me ask, is there a second for Lydia's motion? Thank you. Hank Lamb's seconded. Now we're ready to discuss it. Kim Kaufman.
Well, I'm going to make an amendment to Lydia's motion and just say that we place the committee meeting from Saturday morning to, if she wants it, Sunday morning, to put the PNB committees where the PFW reports were. Instead of this 1A stuff, just make the committee meetings number 2, and then make number 2 where after dinner 1 and 2 was. That's something like that.
I'm sorry. Just on the same day?
Yeah.
Instead of replacing the committee reports with the choosing PNB committees, just choosing the PNB committees to after dinner Roman numerals 1 and 2, the PFW stuff, which is now on Saturday.
And putting the committee reports in at number 2 on Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, and then the PNB committees after dinner.
Got it.
That hall there.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Janice Lane Yort.
Thank you. Just point of information for everyone else is that also assuming that we will keep the same time associated with each of the items that are being moved, i.e., the committee reports as Sunday item number 2 would remain at 60 minutes, and the choosing of the PNB committees and task force being moved to Sunday evening, starting at 6, would also remain at 2 hours and 15 minutes. Wanting it to be that specific.
Yeah.
So that
I understand.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. The time doesn't quite work out, but I think we're going to have to deal with it. It seems George Ryder.
Point of information?
Yes.
I didn't get where the ED's open session report was supposed to be.
It's not moving. It's not moving.
That's still tomorrow?
Yes.
Sunday.
Go ahead, George.
Lydia's motion is only that the committee reports be put in front of choose PMB committees and task forces. Is that correct?
And what Kim suggested was that we move the choose the PMB committee and task forces to after dinner that day, so that, in other words, committee reports replaces number 2. And then we replace the PFW stuff with the choose PMB committees and task forces, right, Kim? Did I have that right?
On Sunday, are we doing Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
With the times reorganized as
we'll have to adjust. Okay, Adriana Casanave.
I believe that will be easier if we don't move around that much. We have that open space. Sunday, numeral after dinner, 1 and 2, that are 45 minutes. Why don't we move the report committee just there and we don't change anything else? We make one change. That's it. It's an open space there. Right?
Okay. Yeah. okay. Let me ask if there's any disagreement with it. Let's see. What have we got? We've got Kim has. What? How far are we? Lydia had a motion. Kim made an amendment, which I think Lydia agreed with.
Yes.
Is that right? So yes. We're going to accept that Kim's motion replaced Lydia's motion. Okay. Now, so that's the motion on the floor, and now someone can make an amendment to that motion. Is that what you want to do, Adriana? Yes.
That was my idea. but Serene have on it.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to do it.
Okay. All right. Serene wants to speak against the amendment that Adriana hasn't quite made yet. Oh, Rodrigo. Rodrigo,
Argueta. Yeah, I just wanted to have I was called my attention by one of the listeners that if we can clarify the acronyms instead of saying PNB, Pacifica National Board, you know, instead of saying ED, Executive
Got
Director,
it.
So some people are not familiar with the terms that we are using, and remind too that we gotta call our names, you know,
yeah.
when we talk. This is Argueta from KPFK, so people who are listening online too, they can kind of recognize us when we speak.
Thank you very much. I will be much more careful about the alphabet soup. Serene wants to speak.
Okay, thanks. Serene Roberts, WBAI. My objection to Adriana's suggestion is that I think it would be useful for people to hear the committee reports before they choose committees. So that's why I would ask that we actually follow the Kim Lydia suggestion.
I withdraw my amendment.
Okay. So now the plan is,
Madam Chair,
now the plan is to have the committee reports choose Pacifica National Board committees and task forces item, which is currently in the morning on Sunday, and move that item, choose Pacifica National Board committees and task forces, to after dinner. Okay? That's the proposal. Are there any objections to this proposal?
After dinner, when? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, right.
Point of information?
Replacing the PFW stuff, which has now been moved to Saturday. Yes, Summer?
We have two national staff members. I didn't hear where the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Affiliates Director, where their reports will be at. They're coming to the meeting.
Slightly later on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We've shifted the beginning of that
session. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I heard no objections to the Kim Lydia motion. You have a point of information? Yes.
Well, again, it's the matter of the time. You can move the items, but the time difference is huge.
So yeah. So
how would that work?
We'll have to work it out. That's my suggestion. George Ryder.
Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense to do the committee reports before, and basically, I think we should think of that whole period of time, the 2 hours and 15 minutes, and the other 45 minutes afterwards, as part of one thing. And we do what needs to be done in the morning, and we put off whatever can't be done at that time till the afternoon. So that till the evening. That's my suggestion.
Okay, Janice.
I'll make that a motion that it all be one.
I'm sorry.
If you like, but anyway, that's my suggestion.
I'm going to call on Janice Lane Ewart and then Brian Edwards Tigert. Go ahead, Janice.
Thank you, Janice Lane Ewart, Pacifica affiliate representative. I'd like to remind us that our lunch and dinner times have the greatest flexibility, and the conclusion of this time element not need be determined point specific now, that the committee that's setting the agenda can finalize that, provide us with new documents with the sense that we can alter lunch and dinner.
Okay. Brian? Who are you?
I just want to...
Who are you?
Oh, Brian Edwards Tigert from KPFA.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. So what George said is how this agenda works. So everything that's listed on the agenda with a specific time happens at that time. Everything that simply has a Roman numeral happens in that order. Mm-hmm. Right? So if it spills over and a time certain item interrupts it, you then resume where you were in the order afterwards. Unless someone has a different understanding of the agenda. That's how I would interpret this document. And if
right.
we have that understanding, we don't need an amendment.
Lizette King?
From WPFW. Does that mean that we stick to the times that we're finishing at? Following from what you just said, Brian. We're going to be time specific about the items.
Well,
are we going to be time specific about the cutting off of discussion?
Let me say that where there are specific times listed, for example, today at 11 a.m., which is in 10 minutes from now, we will have public comments. But we will have to adjust our plan because that means we're not going to have our orientation training before the public comments. So we'll have to figure out where we're going to do that.
Chair, I just want to express my concern that we would spend too long on some items and leave here as we normally do and not finish business and have to go on the telephone and finish business that people don't hear. So I'm just warning and cautioning us that we be respectful of the, each one of us. If we don't have a watch, we have a telephone to see the time. And if the point you're going to make is not important, just let it go and let us finish the items. We spent so long doing the agenda. I would hope that we finish the work.
Okay. Thank you, Lucette. I think we're at the end of adjustments to the agenda at this point. Okay. So let me say that wherever we are 10 minutes from now, I'm going to shut down this discussion and we're going to go to public comments. Has the public had a sheet to sign in on? Has anybody given you a piece of paper? So you, there's a piece of paper with the names on it? Okay. And so in about 7 minutes, somebody should bring that to me so I can start calling on the public. All right. Are there any, let me ask, are there any additional amendments to the agenda? Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I'd like to make space on Monday morning at 9:30 on the agenda for non-binding resolutions. I intend to introduce two non-binding resolutions that will become editorials on the Pacific for the Pacifica Network to do two editorials on two U.S. political prisoners that are being held at dungeons of the United States, and that is Oscar Lopez Rivera and Rosamund
okay.
Schultz.
That's
and
fine.
I have those resolutions, and I like to make
okay.
time on the
and
agenda
you,
for that.
And you have them in writing?
Yes,
so
I do.
Okay. So let me ask if there's any objection to... somebody whispered in my ear. Never mind. Serene has... So your motion is that we make a time certain at 9:30 on Sunday morning to take up non-binding resolutions. Is there a second to Lawrence's...
Did you say Sunday or Monday?
Monday morning. Monday morning. I'm sorry. Thank you. I wrote it on Monday, but... Okay. Thank you. Hank Lamb seconds, and Serene wants to make an amendment.
We don't open on Monday until 10:30, so if you could move that to 10:30, we wouldn't have a problem. We're in executive session until 10:30 Monday morning, and these are open session issues.
So be it. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. So the actual motion would be that at 10:30 we would have a time for non-binding resolutions, which I think at least the ones that Lawrence have will be distributed to us ahead of time. Is that correct? Okay. If anybody else has some... we need them distributed ahead of time. Benita Diaz.
I move that the...
He's already got a motion on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was seconded, okay, by Hank Lamb. So so the motion is that at 10:30 on Monday morning, we set a time certain for discussing non-binding resolutions, which will be distributed to the board members ahead of time. Is there any objection to that? Oh, okay.
I don't want to object to the idea of doing it. I just want to object to using the words time certain. What I think your intention is that it should be the first business that we deal with in open session on Monday.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We've been fixing things here. All right. First thing we're going to deal with when we go into open session on Monday will be the non-binding resolutions. I think Janet Coburn had a question.
Yeah, KPFA. It's just a suggestion going back. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Let's finish this one first. Are there any this is not about Lawrence's thing. Okay. Is there any objection to that? The first item when we go into open session on Monday will be these non-binding resolutions. No objection. Thank you. Seeing no objection, so ordered. Janet Coburn.
Just so, I don't know, it's probably too late, but when the agenda committee is trying to work out the changes for the Sunday agenda with the committees and all that, There is that section for strategic planning discussion, a three-hour session. I'm wondering whether that might be moved to where the to item two on that day, which is a two-hour and 15 chunk
Jennifer
kind of thing. And
that?
Sorry, this is Sunday. Yeah, and so then the an adjustment for the committee reports in that three-hour period, or you know, the after lunch. And then adjacent to that, the election for the PNB committees.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Okay, a suggestion, and we can talk about it. Okay. George Ryder.
Yeah, I do actually want to make a motion as for the times concerned with the committee reports and then the allocating people to committees. I think there's not enough time left for allocated for committee reports and too much time allocated for putting people on committees. And what I'd like to do, and Brian's correct, but if we do it the way it says on the agenda, then after an hour, we have to sort of either extend time or do something with the committee reports. It doesn't make sense to do that. So I want to move that be all one session. We begin with committee reports, we work through it, and we get to the end is putting people on committees, and that whole block of time be spread out between the 2 hours and 15 minutes in the morning and the 45 minutes after dinner. Do I have a second to that?
No, it isn't what we agreed to. Okay. Are there any objections? It seems to make sense to me. Very good. Okay, now, are we done with amendments to the agenda? Benito Diaz.
I move that the time, this is going back to PFW, I move that the time allotted to the two reports, the IGM and the LSB chair, which is 45 minutes total, be divided in half equally. That's my motion. I'd like to motivate.
Okay, is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, historically it seems that we give more importance and time, as evidenced by time and questions, to reports by management. Yet, last time I checked, the PMB is a governance body, not a management body. And so, therefore, it seems to me that the PMB should be more interested in hearing from local governance before they listen to or hear about local management. Now, I'm not trying to say anything against local management. I'm simply saying that governance should be just as, if not more, important. And so in order not to get into an argument about which is more important, I'm simply going to say give them both equal time.
Okay, thank you. And there was a second from Lawrence Reyes.